The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Patiently observing dharmas, there is nothing to attain. That's our practice. Ajahn Sumedho once kind of jokingly, but not jokingly, like a railway conductor said, "Announcement, announcement, the gates to the deathless are now open." So the Buddha urged us to wake up. Come and see the apparent here and now. That's our practice, to wake up the apparent here and now, where there's no self. Just Buddha looking at dharmas, patiently observing dharmas with nothing to attain. Not so easy. We have this mind that's very insistent on itself, full of papancha, desire-laden thoughts. Thoughts of wanting or not wanting, and the many variations on those two themes, and just obscurity, just loss and confusion, jealousy, fear, wanting, not having enough, having so much, feeling so great, I have so much. Anxiety, sadness, depression. We all have our stories, many stories. And the papancha, the desire in the story, isn't really the problem. We'll never stop having stories. All of our life, we'll have desire. If you want to eliminate your desire, you're going to be very frustrated. It's the way we are. It's the way we're built. But the problem comes in how we become so enchanted with our desires, how we fixate on them, we cling to them, we stick to them, and we proliferate around them, and we suffer. We get lost. In this gray, painful world of our stories, instead of the bright, clear world of practicing, of Buddha seeing Dharma. And I've discovered lately that it doesn't work so well to try to come to terms with the desire, to let the desire go. Because then it just comes back. But what works, what's more thorough for me, what's more freeing for me, is to look at the root of the desire, which is the self, the being, the voice, the me, the mine. There's a Pali word for it called Sakya Ditti, the self. I am the hero of all my stories. I'm the protagonist. I'm the antagonist. I'm the victim. I'm the abused one, or the winner, or the loser, or the great success story, or the person that someone doesn't like, or the person that someone... But it's always me. It always points to me. And it's a fiction. That's the good news. It's a complete fiction. There is no me. It's almost laughable. We become so enchanted with almost this glamorous hero of our story. So, if we can look directly at this being that wants or doesn't want or is afraid, or all these little kind of whiny things that we do, I do. Not to necessarily make it go away, but to see through it. And to notice that it's going to change. This story is going to change. Just to maybe not take it quite so seriously. To allow it to move. Someone came to Ajahn Chah telling him he was so angry, how to deal with my anger. And Ajahn Chah advised him to sit down with an alarm clock and be angry for 2 hours and have the alarm go off after 2 hours. So this angry self punchizes itself, you know. But guess what? He forgot. And it's gone. It's hard to hold on to that for 2 hours. But in the midst of it, we take it so seriously. The issue is so important, so serious. Sakya Ditti is very smart. It has its own wisdom. It's very tricky. Powerful agent. Ajahn Chah once described suffering something like this. Like there's someone sticks in, or you stick a needle in yourself and there's a pinprick. Doesn't hurt too much. But then we inject the poison from the syringe into our system. We take it very seriously. But we can take the backward step in the midst of this. We can reflect, use our intelligence to reflect. This isn't real. This self, this me, this mine, is not permanent. We know from our experience, this changes. It changes quickly into another self and another self and another self. We see this. We know this. We're adults. So we can reflect and use our intelligence in our practice to allow us, in this case, seeing impermanence. That's one reflection. There are many reflections that we have at our disposal, many tricks of the trade in our practice to help extricate us from the papancha. I was caught in something. I was caught in a story, and I was talking to a good spiritual friend. And I said, oh, it'll just pass over. Conventional wisdom, it'll pass over. That's smart. It's a smart reflection. Everything passes over. Everything passes. Everything changes. And it passes over, and it passes over, and it passes over. And what's behind all that? Practice. Buddha seeing Dharma, our awareness, timeless, deathless, formless, unconditional, always with us. That doesn't pass over. Our best friend. I was talking to a Christian friend yesterday, a very fundamental Christian. And I said, what do you think about reincarnation? And he said, well, when you die, you die. But then at some point, Christ will come down to earth and all the believers will rise from the grave and it'll be like the Garden of Eden. For the believers. But what he was bemoaning was what happened at the Garden of Eden. And I love this, when Eve picked up the apple and ate the apple to make something special out of herself. We eat the apple all the time. This self is such a plague. Relinquish it. Nothing good comes from it. Okay, thank you.